I have decided not to write any more, he said, and left my office. What was I to do? Bartleby would not work at all. Then why should he stay on his job? I decided to let him go. I gave him 6 days to leave the office and told him I would give him some extra money. If he would not work, he must leave. On the sixth day, somewhat hopefully, I looked into the office Bartleby used. He was still there. The next morning, I went to the office early. All was still. I tried to open the door, but it was locked. Bartleby's voice came from inside. I stood as if hit by lightning. I walked the streets, thinking. Well, Bartleby, if you will not leave me, I shall leave you. I paid some men to move all the office furniture to another place. Bartleby just stood there as the men took his chair away. Goodbye, Bartleby. I am going. Goodbye, and God be with you. Here, take this money. I placed it in his hands. It dropped to the floor, and then, strange to say, I had difficulty leaving the person I wanted to leave me. A few days later, a stranger visited me in my new office. You are responsible for the man you left in your last office, he said. The owner of the building has given me a court order which says you must take him away. We tried to make him leave, but he returned and troubles the others there. I went back to my old office and found Bartleby sitting on the empty floor. Bartleby, one of two things must happen. I will get you a different job, or you can go to work for some other lawyer. He said he did not like either choice. Bartleby, will you come home with me and stay there until we decide what you will do? He answered softly, no, I do not want to make any changes. I answered nothing more. I fled. I rode around the city and visited places of historic interest, anything to get Bartleby off my mind.